for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Lucy, come on, you've been in there forever. You can't nag me about needing a shower, then hug the only one in the house.
And do you think, Edison, there might perhaps be a reason that I would take longer than normal?
Fine, just hurry up, okay? And let me know if you see Will. He's been gone since breakfast.
Goodbye, Edison. Ah, so that's where you've been. I dearly hope the nap was worth it. Oh, don't look at me like that. These things take bloody forever to dry.
Did I lose any limbs? Are they back yet?
What?
You're fine, honey. Just overstimulated to hell. My fault. Here.
What happened? I just remember being in the kitchen, and there was a noise, and then... You. It was your voice. Coming out of... I can't remember what.
That's for the best. Your mind wasn't quite ready to take all that in yet. Again, my apologies.
What on earth are you talking about? Do you not... She was... well, there was a great deal of light involved, and... and a wheel, I think?
There was a wheel, yes.
Stop. What is going on? You're telling me Mama Gabe, who, for all I know, is a normal, regular human person, was a giant, glowing thing a minute ago?
Bit more than a minute, but...
No, sorry, shut up. I would like one thing, just one thing, to make any sense right now. Please! Because ever since I walked in this door, shit has been going off the walls left and right, and I cannot be expected to process yet another goddamn monster right now. I have a housemate with literal, actual wings. I have been faced multiple times with almost dying, and that is not something I expected to ever happen. And come to think of it, I guess the Linus thing wasn't all in my head either. So can someone please just give me a comprehensive rundown of what the hell is going on?
Angels aren't monsters.
Sorry?
Why don't you take a seat, Lucille?
I'm quite fine.
That wasn't a suggestion. More of a precaution.
To what? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. So are we gonna get some answers here, or what?
I think it's what you came to town for, right, Ed? But I'm curious, and I think I know the answer, but I do like to be sure. What was your question? What did you want to know?
Well, I told you the first time we met. I came here to find...
The supernatural. The strange. That which no one, not even yourself, can explain. Describes cryptids, sure, Bigfoot, Loch Ness, changelings, why not? But that's not all it fits, is it? You got something you want to share with the class, Edison Tucker? Lucille said her big secret. Let's make things fair before we begin.
Edison?
What are you?
What are you?
I think you know.
Edison.
Fine. Better for me than you. I think my fascination with the supernatural started when I realized I couldn't die. And I know what you're thinking. You've seen me get hurt a bunch of times, but that's more of a recent development. The Dewclaw was the first time anything had been able to injure me and not immediately heal back to normal. I don't know why I am the way that I am. I don't know why Jerusalem, of all places, seems to have everything in the world capable of killing me, but... I think she does. And I'd bet every dollar of my grant money that she knows about you, too.
Well, do you? You seemed remarkably unsurprised to see a human woman with wings.
When you've been around as long as I have, not much can surprise you anymore.
Angels aren't monsters. No.
Be not afraid, ladies. I bring you tidings of great... Well, they certainly are tidings. The Angel Gabriel at your service.
I should have known that name wasn't a goddamn pun.
That was Mike's idea, actually. Thought it would be clever.
And I assume he is...
St. Michael. The Archangel.
What in the entire biblical fuck?
A bit limiting, don't you think? Not like the Torah didn't come first.
Okay, sorry. Let me get this straight. You are an angel.
Correct.
And your kid, Mike, is also one.
Yes.
How?
A bit similar to Miss Lucille, actually.
Not
quite. Anymore. It's complicated.
I think that after the past few months, we can stomach a bit of complicated.
All right. You were a Hashmalene, and your name was Lucille, and you saw something you were not supposed to, and you were stubborn. That is also important to know. When you came to me and told me that you needed my help and what you wanted me to help you do, no wasn't really an available answer. So you, well, fell isn't the right word. More so, leapt off the edge with a vengeance. And you were reborn to human parents as a human baby girl who, right from the get-go, decided you wanted to make things, as said before, complicated.
My wings.
Yes. You can take the angel out of heaven.
I don't remember any of this. How do we know you're not lying?
Of course you don't. You were reborn as a human. Even if you'd had one or two recollections, why wouldn't you just brush them off as your own imagination? Maybe put them to good use? Mike really is quite a fan of those books of yours.
Wait. You never told us what she saw.
Ah, yes. That's where you come in.
Me?
You ever walk past a cornfield at night, Ed?
What does that have to do with... No?
Why not?
That's what I love about this country. Most of you folks are morons, don't get me wrong, squabbling and colonizing and polluting the planet half to death. But when it comes down to the quick, you know the rules. We didn't even have to tell you not to cross a creek before dawn. You built the automobile and already knew to put something in that passenger side when driving alone. But, Ed, those rules always ran a little differently for you, yes? You took that road after dark only once, and those eyes among the leaves look a little too familiar, didn't they?
It was like they were calling me.
The devil knows its kind, and its kin. You, Ed, are quite the kin indeed.
The Antichrist. I saw her.
And what she entailed.
Revelations. The last chapter. I'm going to end the world? That's insane. Why would I...
No! No, fuck off! Just because you slap some Antichrist label on me doesn't mean I want to destroy the planet that I happen to live on. No!
Funny you should think you get a choice in it, Ed. Put that theology doctorate of yours to good use. You should know better.
What a bunch of old books say doesn't change anything.
Well, that's if we've got anything to say about it. Lucille made sure of that. Bit of an unconventional post for a guardian angel, but...
Stop.
Okay. I have been made to process a lot of information in the past 15 minutes. We got angels, the apocalypse sponsored by yours truly, whatever. That's all fine. I can work with that. But what I cannot and will not accept is that this woman, out of all the people on the entire planet, is my guardian fucking angel?
For once, we are in perfect agreement. Who on earth, or heaven, whatever, came up with that rubbish idea?
You did.
What?
I told you. Coming to Earth to protect her was your idea. You chose to do this, Lucille.
I... Without knowing how much of an ass she would be.
Well, you also chose to be British, so maybe smart decisions aren't exactly your strong suit.
Yes, that would be very clever, except that Earth and England are two very different levels of specification. As always, Edison, your powers of observation are impeccable.
If you're so smart, why don't you observe my fist?
Answers, ladies? You want to continue receiving them, I assume.
Yeah, sure. I'm assuming there's more. Like, an explanation of how this fits into the whole not dying thing?
Well, you're pretty precious cargo, Ed. Your mother and father, well, surrogate at least, but semantics, were an angel and a demon. They could protect you somewhat, but being an ineffable being says right there on the tin that we can't prepare for everything. There had to be some fail-safes in place.
And need them you did.
Do you have a sword? Does she have a sword? Can I hit her with it? Like a big paper towel roll.
Oh, but whoever would keep you from rushing headfirst into the new and exciting variety of things that can and would like to kill you?
Wait, yeah. What's up with that?
Failsafes are not the same thing as total protection. Ineffable beings, creatures from heaven or hell, do pose you quite a bit of danger. Word is Asmodeus gave you a real kick in the teeth.
Asmodeus?
Demon of lust? Sexual promiscuity and desire?
Linus. I should have known.
Jerusalem is where you need to be, Ed. But that doesn't mean it's not a hotspot for something. There is a reason Lucille is here, after all.
Oh, goody. My purpose in life. Babysitter to the end times.
Aw, you gonna give me some apple juice and tuck me in?
You and a normal sleeping schedule? That is hilarious, Edison. Ha ha ha.
Hypocrite!
At least I'm not so exhausted after a simple career day that I sleep for 13 hours.
Well, actually, you can chalk that one up to me. And BB, but he's been informed that he needs to cut that shit out in the future.
Cut what out?
Overloading your... No, that doesn't make sense. Ed, think of yourself like a generator.
Excuse me?
You're the Antichrist. You're pure, ineffable power. It's not just in your blood, it is your blood. And folks like us, Lucy, me, BB, we can draw on that power for miracles and damnations. It's free, unlimited energy. But we make our own all by ourselves, so when one of us lets the mask slip a little too much, when you encounter something that isn't trying to mask at all, it's like you're a great big magnet walking around in the Acme Anvil Factory. Kapow!
An overload.
Exactly. I'd stay away from those lions in the future if I were you.
What about Lucy? Why don't I feel that way with her? Besides, you know, the general low-level migraine.
Charming.
She's human. Not the typical anatomy, but human all the same. There's the smallest, almost imperceptible level, but it'll only get stronger if you decide to start properly doing your job.
Protecting Edison, you mean? It would give me powers of my own?
Nothing that wasn't already there in potentia, but yes. Practice makes perfect. At that rate, it would increase slowly enough to, for lack of a better term, turn Ed here into a frog in a hot tub.
Don't you mean pot of boiling water?
That carries with it a certain negative denotation. Continue this living situation, get some practice in yourself with shielding, and you may just keep yourself from losing your lunch the next time.
Shielding? Like, protecting myself from getting overloaded?
I hope you like meditation.
I have ADHD.
I said it would take practice. I'm happy to help if you'd like.
I'll think about it. So what, we're supposed to just wait for the ram's horn? Accept all this shit totally out of our control.
Good job, Ed. That's thinking with theology.
I must say, I'm also having some...
Now, if you ladies will excuse me, it has been quite a day. I've got a deputy to update and a flat top to clean. If y'all do need anything, though, please don't hesitate to come and find me. I know it's a lot to take in. Lucille, that offer is open double for you.
Right. Yes.
I'll be on my way, so... Oh, Ed. Brace yourself.
What? What are you...
Edison, are you all right?
Biohazard container. Next to the couch, please. For the cream of the heavenly crop, that was a... Major dick move.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Smoking is terrible for you, you know.
Oh, you haven't heard the news? I can't die! God says no to that, so I'm not gonna say no to smoking.
Then imagine how horrible a prolonged life with lung cancer would be.
Somehow, I think mine'd fix themselves right up. But your concern is really touching, Luz. Just warms the heart.
If you're going to be rude about it, then I'll just go back inside.
Nobody's stopping you.
Oh, give it here.
You smoke?
My body is mess enough anyways. Suppose there's no point in resisting.
Not very angelic of you.
And yet, the Antichrist is sharing. Miracles really do happen. Now hand it over.
I guess if someone wanted to look on the bright side here, at least we have answers. Or some of them, anyway. Now we know you're not just a slightly more attractive cassowary.
Charming. And I had just gotten my hopes up. I'm remembering some things. They come in flashes, and I still don't have anything close to a clear picture, but I know the other me would have been amazed.
By Earth?
By being human. Free will, emotion, pain and life. They'd be entirely new concepts to her. Or them, I suppose. Very funny they got a form like this.
Female, you mean?
But what I meant was one with the... You know.
What's that verse? Except the things I cannot change and all that.
This coming from the woman who complains when her coffee is too hot.
Free will, it's an amazing thing. Speaking of which, you know you don't have to do this, right?
Do what?
Protect me? Guide me? Whatever a guardian angel is supposed to do? Someone else made that choice for you. You can walk away from this whenever you want.
I'm afraid I don't think I can.
What do you mean?
It's... You wouldn't understand, Edison.
Is this some whole angelic duty thing? Because that's the biggest load of bullshit.
No, you imbecile, it's not that. It's... I need to protect you. Physically, chemically... It's animal of me. I can't tell you why, but I do. And that's all I'm going to say on it.
You're starting to sound like a real angel with all that cryptic shit. Coming into your feathers.
I'm sorry.
For what?
I was going to say before we were interrupted, but I was trying to protect myself by discouraging you from looking further into things.
Gaslighting me, you mean?
Yes. Yes. And I truly was afraid you were going to... I had no reason to believe you wouldn't...
Excuses aren't apologies, Lucy.
They're not. They're not.
Did you really think I would just turn you in? Like some bad E.T. parody? Seriously?
I didn't know what to believe, Edison. In you come, into the one place I can simply be myself and not have to wear that bloody awful brace. And what was I to expect? That you would nod your head and keep quiet?
Yeah. And then maybe I wouldn't have had to tell you about the whole physically immortal thing in front of the fucking angel Gabriel with a lump on the back of my head the size of a grape!
And how on earth could I have possibly guessed that? I'm sorry. Regardless, I shouldn't have reacted the way I did. But it wasn't because I wanted to hurt you, Edison.
Yeah, isn't your whole job to do the opposite?
Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm being... comforting and apologetic.
I'm not a dog, Lucy.
I didn't mean... Never mind. It was my mistake.
Apology accepted. You were scared. I get it. Just don't do it again. And, that was an improvement over the last time you tried to be reassuring. So, thank you.
Please do not mention it.
Sure. Wouldn't want people to start thinking you give those things out to just anyone.
Unfortunately, you are the exception to many of my rules.
Is that a compliment?
Ugh, no. Get away from me, you disgusting little woman.
Yeah, it was. Love you too, Luce.
Waste bin fire.
Human cucumber.
Demon spawn.
Bird brain.
Dr. Tucker?
Lucille?
You are not allowed to test the limits of your immortality. Guardian's orders.
Whatever. You'd end up saving me anyway.
I would. Lord above help me, but... I think I would.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is produced and written by Newton Schottelcotti. The voice of Mama Gabe was Kira Gill. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker was Newton Schottelcotti. Script edits were done by Kit Adams and Charleston Aris, with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nakati Studios, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.